God.
Did you just get that?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Hello! Welcome to part two.
Part Molyneux.
Of our ongoing series on Mega Man.
We're going to be discussing how Bowman is a sack of shit.
You're right there?
Worst character in the game.
Listen. It came to my conclusion.
It
came to my attention recently. I recently came to the conclusion. Oh my God. I concealed it. The conclusion.
You got a permit for that? Conceal and carry for your conclusion?
A concealed conclusion license?
Right.
Excuse me. I need to go talk to whoever it is made that thing and ask them that.
It's like you just have an umbrella and you go, whoop, conclusion! Oh, I didn't know that was coming! Oh no!
Hey, I still haven't played that, and I'm glad that I can't even learn Japanese, because it's so terribly sad.
Wait, played what?
Concealed the Conclusion.
What the hell is that?
It's a game.
Okay, watch this. I'm going to draw a conclusion. Ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Okay. It's concluded.
So, anyway.
The Bubble Man.
We are going to be discussing... the Robot Masters featured in Mega Man 2, which is a video game.
Bubble Man.
Perhaps you've heard of it. We're going to be discussing Bubble Man. Because I started listening to the Megas, like, yesterday.
Up in the sky.
10 miles high.
A man stands above the city. He will destroy.
Keep going.
Built of airplane parts. His propeller spins as he says to himself. I will destroy these people.
I will fly high above Monsteropolis.
For if I cannot walk among them.
And I will rain down doom on the general populace.
Then I will walk among the rubble.
And so on.
Yeah.
There will be a tombstone.
With the entire world engraved upon it!
Oh, so hardcore.
Yeah.
However, who is not hardcore is Bubble Man.
Bubble Man.
Which is a theme that I've seen. In many derivative musical works of Mega Man. In the Mega's portrayal of Bubble Man, he is kind of, he doubts himself and his value as a robot master. He sees defeating Mega Man as his one chance of redemption and validation as, you know, of his being. Like, if he can't do that, then what is he even good for? Like, he has no self-worth at all.
Can't even learn Japanese.
He can't even learn Japanese. I just want to let you know that you're now putting this one up as the most super kawaii Mega Man fan dub ever.
Okay.
That's going to be, but it's not just there. Like, in the Adventures of Dwayne and Brando, Mega Man 2-1. Can we recount that? Can you put that in here for this, at this point?
Just the Bubble Man section?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know,
my name's Bubble Man, and I got something to say.
Dead.
Not even fucking around with you. Mm-hmm. He's not even fucking around with Bubble Man. Everyone else gets a little thing. They get their own theme injected in there. They rap back and forth for a while. Bubble Man, dead.
Yeah.
It's bullshit. Well,
so I'd like to question.
Yes.
What other bubble-based characters are prevalent in video games? The only one I can particularly think of is Frog Bubble.
Frog Bubble! Roar! Bubble-based characters in video games. In FF8, the water spell encapsulated your opponent in a giant bubble of water and flung them into the sky and dropped them down again. It's not really a bubble-based character, but...
Well, Sonic the Hedgehog also had the bubble.
Sonic the Hedgehog also had the bubble.
It made you bounce.
Yeah. It was all about the lightning shields. That one just grabbed rings.
Yeah, true.
But it got extinguished when you hit the water for some reason. Except the fire shield didn't. Really? Or maybe it did. I know the bubble shield let you breathe underwater, and that's why it was good, because you didn't have to hear that horrendous blooping noise.
Yeah.
Still, ugh. Don't put that sound in this one, because you'll give our listeners heart attacks. But bubble-based characters... I mean,
Just
specifically bubble or water? I mean, we got Splash Woman. I mean, that would be the most obvious connection.
Well, I'm just trying to think, because, like, Bubble itself has always been either in a, I think it's most often in a defensive bubble.
Yeah.
Sort of, like, surrounding yourself in a bubble of, like, sort of holy light or something like that. Or it's
like,
always,
the Armadillo in Mega Man X.
Yeah, kind of like that. Or there's a, it's a capture bubble.
Yeah.
So, sort
like
of...
the Pokeball. That's a capture bubble.
Or even, like, in that like, old clip of, like, the bubble bouncing through the field, and then it just falls on the guy, and he's trapped because he tried to escape.
Yeah.
Like, Hans Moleman, man.
From, why did you think a bubble would stop them?
But, yeah, like, there's, bubbles are playing a weird role. Like, I've never...
Well, the thing is, Bubble Man, he just kind of shot bubbles out of the cannon on his head. And then the weapon you got from him was, like, the lead bubble, whatever. It was just a heavy bubble that rolled on the ground.
Uh-huh.
Except you had to jump up in the air and drop it on Dr. Wily. Dr. Doppler? That is a different series.
Bubbles are
when
kinda
he was
like,
an alien.
Bubbles are kind of like slaves. Somebody else is always using them to their own ends. Like using a bubble to capture somebody. Using a bubble.
So a bubble is never like the bubble. Master of his own destiny.
A bubble is just a tool.
So if a bubble is to be personified as a man,
he's going to be sort of...
He might be lost in the world. Like, he may not know...
Subservient, weak, no direction to himself.
Yeah, he's tool. Like... He does not know how to use his own sentience.
Thus, his perpetual feeling of self-worthlessness.
Holy shit. So, what about Hayadan's depiction of Bubble Man?
I'm unfamiliar with that.
He's this guy who does... He writes songs,
Well, I'm familiar with Hayadan, but...
He writes gay Mega Man songs.
Gay Mega Man songs?
Yeah, you know. Mogawa Crash Man! I'm just a normal robot made by Dr. Wily. Well, there is one weird thing about me. I like men. Hey, Rockman! You know. But his depiction of Bubble Man was just that he was really, really, really lonely because he lived at the bottom of the sea. And Mega Man was the only one who ever came down to visit him. And so he loved him for that. Because he was so lonely that the only person he ever had any friendship with was the man who came to kill him.
Damn, that's
heavy. That's kind of deep.
Like, Bubble Man gets no slack. Nowhere.
Well, how do you give Bubble Man slack? How can you envision him otherwise? Like, can you envision him in a powerful position?
He is as much of a blank slate as any of the other robot masters. Like, oh, Metal Man, he's a guy who throws saw blades. Huh, Bubble Man, he's a guy that shoots bubbles. Why is Bubble Man worse?
Because these other...
I mean, no one has actually thought about bubbles as much as we just did before.
Yeah. Oh. But, you know, things like fire and cutting, those are things you can get behind. There are so many characters based around those. They kind of have those personality traits associated with them. You know, like having red hair in anime.
Having twin tails.
Yeah.
Also, they're just sort of very offensive maneuvers and tools.
Exactly. Like,
you don't usually see an offensive bubble.
Bubbles are like, what? Cleansing. Soap. Whatever. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, you got quick. It's easy to see what quick is for. You got metal. Metal cuts things. You got fire. Fire burns things. You got Crash Man. He's got bombs. Blow up. You got Bubble Man.
He makes bubbles underwater.
Float on what?
Yeah, like...
Huh.
Like, I could almost even see sort of, like... if Bubble Man was going to have some other personification, it would be maybe, like, as a little girl robot who just, like, sort of blows the bubbles and then is joyous.
Like, yay, like, bubbles!
Like, the only other time I think of bubbles is in, like, childhood rejoicing or LSD trips.
So, if we were to make a class-based game centered around the eight robot masters, would Bubble Man be a healer or like a debuffer? Would his bubbles aid his allies or would they ensnare his enemies? Perhaps they would be both.
It could be both. I think I would see him more in a healing role.
Okay.
Like sort of...
He's definitely a backline sort of character.
Hmm. And I could definitely kind of see that, like, if all the other bosses are out on the front lines doing their damage, somebody needs to stay back. And it may be a lonely job.
I think maybe Crash Band might be back there, too, just chucking bombs up there. Although he does have, you know, bomb drills for hands, so...
Well, no, he's got to be on the front line, like breaching doors.
Oh,
like
that's
Crash
true.
Man crashing a party, you know?
Okay.
And I can just kind of see sort of Bubble Man in the back doing the job that has to be done. It's a thankless mm-hmm. job. Nobody ever stays back with him to say thank you or to say anything like that.
And but, when they do, it'll be Mega Man.
Poor Bubble Man.